Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Romans 12, are you there? Yeah. Romans 12, 10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. In honor, doing what? Preferring one another. Kindly affection one to another with brotherly love, and in connection with this brotherly love, in honor or in esteem or in value, do what? Prefer. Preferring one another. Keep that in mind. Go to Philippians 2. Philippians 2 and 3. Philippians 2, 3. Fulfill ye my joy that you be like-minded, having the same what? So we're talking about love, being of one accord and of one mind. This is Philippians 2, 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other, what? Better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Now, let me review again a little bit for you. Love does no harm. And we talked about this. And love builds up. And love, or love edifies. Same thing. Love gives. We talked about last week. And today, love prefers / serves. Love serves. Love prefers. Why would you show somebody else preference? Can we do this? Is this something he really told us to do? Esteem other people better than you. Huh? And yet people are brought up being taught, well, ain't nobody better than you. You're not better than anybody else, and nobody's better than you. And don't let anybody tell you that. Well, where's that at in the Bible? Right. You see, people build their life on things that's men's thinking and tradition. Can you esteem? Now, is that what it says?
Yep.
Didn't say they were better than you. Did it? Huh? Didn't say they were better than you. But it said for you to do what? Esteem them like they are. Right? And in doing so, you'd show them preferential treatment. You'd prefer them. And in doing so, if you treat them like they're better than you, you'll serve them. And if you treat them like they're better than you, you'll give of yourself for them. Because you love them more than you do yourself.
Amen.
Friends, this is Christianity.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
This is the heart of being like the Master.
Amen.
Didn't he come not to be served, but to serve? And to give his life a ransom for many. Isn't that what he said? Was it Mark 10 or so? He said, I didn't come to be served.
Amen.
I came to serve.
Amen.
Now, nowhere is this better illustrated than in John 13.
Right.
Won't you just turn there? What we call the Last Supper. John 13. 13. Said out loud as you turn, love prefers.
Love
esteems,
prefers.
Esteems others
better
than myself. And love,
love
serves. Love serves. And if you notice, you know, Jesus' ministry, what was his primary focus? What was his main objectives and his main methods of operation? Well, number one, he spent time with the Father.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Pray sometimes all night long.
Yep.
And knew what he was supposed to teach and preach when he came out.
Amen.
Knew what he was, who he was supposed to choose to put in positions.
Amen.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Of his 12 and then his 70. Knew what he was supposed to do. Then, number two, he ministered to the people.
Amen.
Didn't he?
Yes.
I mean, he'd minister to the multitudes, teach and preach half a day at a time, lay hands on thousands. I mean, that was a primary focus. So their needs would be met, delivered and healed and set free and questions answered and those kind of things. And then thirdly, he ministered to his ministers.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The 12 that he had under him.
Amen.
And then, you remember, they appointed 70. Can you see what was going on? The Lord was leading him to multiply himself.
Yeah.
Right? Through the 12,
Amen.
Then through the 70, and then if he'd have kept ministering, what would have happened next?
Multiplied.
It would have just been multiplied, multiplied, multiplied. Why? Because Jesus' ministry is the Father's will and person manifested in the earth.
Amen.
He said, I only do what I see him do. I only say what I hear him speak. I do always those things that please him. In fact, his life was such a manifestation of the Father's words and will and way that he said, if you've seen me, you've seen him.
Yeah.
What's our call? The same thing for Jesus to be, you know, in communing with him, Jesus has manifested to us. In ministry, Jesus has manifested to us. But God wants Jesus manifested in us and through us to other people. And we're supposed to be a church full of ministers.
Amen.
Or a church full of servers.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes,
in John 13, what a picture of service this is. The Bible said that Jesus knew his hour was come in John 13. And verse 3, knowing the Father had given all things to his hands, that he was come from God and went to God, John 13, 4 now, he rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself like a servant. After that, he poured water in a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then comes he to Simon Peter, and Simon said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus said, what I do you know not now, but you shall know hereafter. Peter said to him, you will never wash my feet. Jesus answered, if I wash you not, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, well, Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head. It's good to know when you're wrong and when to change and not dilly-dally about it. Right? Jesus said to him, he that is washed needs not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. Verse 12, he said, after he had washed their feet and taken his garments, he was set down again. He said to them, know you what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, is that service?
Yes.
Huh? Why'd he do that? Why'd he do that? Well, their feet probably needed to be washed. In those days, it wasn't all the carpet and pavement that we have today. A lot of dust around. And a lot of people didn't wear clothes, shoes. It was open, sandal type. So your feet got dusty every time you went somewhere. And that was a common thing. When you come into a nice clean house, you take some water, wash your feet off. And there were servants that did that kind of thing. And Jesus, sitting at the table, the master, head of the church, after they ate, he takes off his outer garments and wraps a towel like the lowliest servant. And he takes a basin and takes their feet, the lowliest, dirtiest part of their body, and begin to wash them. Demonstrating something. Service. Everybody say love.
Love.
Serves.
Serves.
Love.
Love.
Serves. Say it again. Love.
Love.
Serves.
Serves.
If you're a real Christian, you serve your fellow believers.
Amen.
You serve God, and that's how you serve God, is in serving your fellow believers. Now, you can be a believer and not serve, but you can't be a real disciple of His, a real Christian. How many want to be not just a believer, but a Christian?
Yes.
A disciple of His,
yes,
in service. Now, you do understand that we live in a selfish world,
yeah,
don't you?
Yes.
Oh, my. Selfish. And the selfishness is so prevalent that a lot of things are just not even noticed anymore.
Right.
Selfishness. And people just don't have time. Everybody say time.
Time.
They don't have time for anybody else because they're too busy with their own stuff.
Amen.
Now I don't know if you remember it or not, but some months ago we talked about developing a reservoir of time and money.
Yeah.
Anybody remember that?
Yeah.
Getting ourselves in position where we've got more time.
Amen.
Getting ourselves in position where we've got money to do things for others.
Amen.
We may have to lop off some hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
We may have to do some less recreation, less work, so-called. People say, well, I got to have my time, my private time. You'll find nothing will satisfy you inside like helping somebody else.
Amen.
Hmm?
Yeah,
he went on to tell them, he said, you call me Master and Lord, you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. I've given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. The servant's not greater than his Lord, neither is he that sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you. Everybody say happy.
Happy.
You want to be happy?
Yes.
Get a foot washing mentality then.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.